Kenya just concluded its elections, and here are five interesting facts to know about the most watched elections on the continent. In Kenya, prisoners can vote, but only in the presidential election, and 7,483 prisoners were registered to vote in the 2022 election. Kenyans living abroad in 12 countries are also eligible to vote from embassies and consulates. The countries are Tanzania, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, South Africa, South Sudan, Germany, United Kingdom, Qatar, United Arab Emirates. This is contrary to the 2021 Uganda elections, where senior presidential advisor on the diaspora affairs, Haji Abewa Lusimbi, said it was too late for the electoral body to implement the High Court ruling, which allowed the diaspora people and prisoners to vote in the 2021 polls. An estimated 8 million out of 22 million voters are under 35. The term of the current president, Uhuru Kenyatta, who was first elected in 2013, ends on the day the new president is sworn in. Kenyatta is the country's fourth president since independence. Anyone wanting to challenge the results of the presidential election must file a case in the Kenyan Supreme Court within 7 days of the result declaration. The court has to determine the validity of the election within 14 days after the petition is filed. If the court nullifies the election, a fresh election must be held within 60 days. This has happened once before, after the 2017 election. There has been misinformation surrounding the Kenyan elections. For instance, a graphic of the Catholic Archbishop Anthony Muheria saying that Kenyans have become so used to theft that they even steal elections. This graphic is false, and the Archbishop also made it clear the quote was fake through his Facebook page. The effect of such misinformation is that people easily believe it, especially if the fake graphic seems to be made by a certified media organization like Kenya.co.ke. For more of these fact checks, check out the Debunk Media Initiative YouTube channel and stay verified.